Phoenix Audio present.
Morning, Noon, and Night, written by Sidney Sheldon.
Dimitri asked, "Do you know we're being followed, Mrs. Stanford?" Yes, he had been aware of them for the past 24 hours. Harry Stanford was an easy target to follow. He was 6 feet tall with an aristocratic, almost imperious face. He was accompanied by a strikingly lovely young brunette, a pure white German shepherd, and Dimitri Kaminsky, a 6'4" bodyguard with a bulging neck and sloping forehead. He knew who had sent them and why, and he was filled with a sense of imminent danger. He had learned long ago to trust his instincts. Instinct and intuition had helped to make him one of the wealthiest men in the world. Harry Stanford and his group turned into the Rue Grande. Stanford turned to Sophia. "Hungry?" "Yes, Caro." "Good. We'll have lunch at the Column d'Or." He ordered a green salad and fricassee de latte for both of them. As they were being served their main course, Harry Stanford made a decision. Sophia watched as he walked into the restaurant. Outside the men's room was a public telephone. Stanford put a jeton in the slot and dialed. "Marine operator, please." The conversation lasted 5 minutes, and when Stanford was finished, he dialed the airport at Nice. When Stanford was through talking, he spoke to Dimitri, who rapidly left the restaurant. Then he returned to Sophia.